Yeah, it was cut off. Sorry.
It's okay, Anthony. You okay?
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Okay. So yes, my team's all to go out and gather the evidence for you. So that's Brighton Team, Social Services up in Falkirk, Education Authority, National Records Scotland. But it's also to get to know you a little bit better, Anthony. And try and understand, you know, the trauma you faced as a child in care, how that has had an effect on you into your adult life. Whether that be, you know, stuff like an evidence hunting, you know, like being diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD. I can get that evidence from your GPs.
I've got seizures and I've got arthritis and sciatica in my spine.
Okay.
And the knee.
Sciatica in the spine.
And then I take seizures. I've got tablets to take in the morning, afternoon, and at night time.
Okay. Has any of that ever been blamed, or any of that been, you know, tagged to any sort of childhood trauma?
No.
Okay. Have you had any sort of mental health issues, Anthony? Any depression or anxiety?
No, I've got depression, yeah.
Have you on any sort of medication from your doctor, Anthony?
Yeah, just from my tablets, from my seizures.
Anything for the depression?
Nothing for the depression, though. I've no smoke anybody about that. I don't need to.
Okay.
I'm just trying to handle it myself right now. If it gets any worse, I need to speak to somebody.
Okay. Okay. Have you had any issues with alcohol or any substance addictions?
No. I can handle alcohol. I don't take anything else. I don't take drugs. I just go out and go on the odd weekend after a drink, but not too much. Overboard.
Okay. Okay, one last tough question. Obviously, you mentioned it earlier, you've had suicidal thoughts. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Anthony?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Sometimes I think about it, and sometimes I think about the family.
Okay.
The family. When I think of the family stops me from doing this. My big sister, she's got grandchildren, and they look up to me, and that's what I think about when I think about these things.
That's good. You should have something to live for, that's amazing.
Well, that's where I'm at right now. My big sister's right now. And my other sister, she doesn't talk to me. So.
Have you ever thought going to speak to Dr. Anthony about the depression?
I was thinking about it, yeah, but.
I mean, I don't want to push you into anything, but obviously. Well, obviously, we can pin depression and mental health issues back to childhood trauma, you see.
I could phone my doctor tomorrow and ask for an appointment and speak to my doctor, yes.
It's not going to harm you, is it? If you speak to your doctor about mental health problems and suicidal thoughts. If anything, it can only help, can't it? And what I'll do is I'll write to your doctor in a week or so. I'll see if I can get any sort of evidence of any sort of, you know, mental health problems. Is that okay?
Yes, being there.
Okay. So can I take your GP details then, please?
It's our health care.
It's what, sorry?
Our Health Center.
Aloe. How do you spell Aloe?
A-L-L-O-A.
Aloe Health Center. So for 1 year, across Manchester Community Health Care.
That's correct. That's correct, yeah.
I might just sell that one. Give me 2 seconds. I'll add there. I'll have to add this one. Clark. Community. And that is in Hall Park.
That's great.
Hall Park, Sochi.
Sochi, yeah. S-A-U-P-H-I-E.
Aloha. Now it's F-K-M-3-J-J. Okay, and roughly how long have you been with this GP? Anthony?
I've been with the GP since I was born in 1860.
Okay. 1960 to 2006. Okay. I've got here, your name was Anthony Murdoch.
Anthony John Murdoch.
Your name, was that what you were known as in care?
Pardon?
Is that your name in care, Anthony Murdoch?
When I was in care, Anthony John Murdoch.
Okay.
My mum was in the hospital, having my brother and, you know, my dad was in the jail, so we had to go to home.
Okay. Okay, so when I get your information back from your time in care, Anthony, do you want me to send that to you?
Yeah, please, yeah.
Yeah, you want copies of all
that? We don't know. I've asked my sister and we can't remember because we were only young at the time.
Yeah.
And then I burnt my hand. I fell in the fire. It was no good. I still got a scar in my hand. My right hand.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can't say that.
We can't remember what room it was.
Okay, I guess that's enough. Okay, cool, policy. So when we get your information back from your time in care, I think what I'll do is I'll send you copies of absolutely everything that I get. We'll go through it together, you and I. Make sure that you're happy with all of the evidence that we've gathered. We'll go through your statements, make sure that your statements have absolutely everything in there that you want and need to be in there. Then what we'll do, Anthony, we'll pin any medical records to your claim as well. Hopefully by then we'll have some record of your depression. And then we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress. Just what we've done so far, Anthony, is we've applied to the Scottish Redress on your behalf. And they deemed you worthy enough to have an application number. So what that means is they'd look at where you were and what years you were there. They'd look at your statement and they've said, okay, you've got a chance. It's an application number. What they've also done, Anthony, is recognised MMA Legal as your lawyer. And are corresponding with us on your case. But we've also told them, Anthony, that we will be providing them with supporting evidence. So they are waiting for our evidence, if you like. And then when we do our final submission, I think we then await what's called a panel date. So that's where a panel of individuals will judge our case, if you like. It's all done behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to attend, not like a children's panel that you may have been involved in the past. We'll then be notified, Anthony, of recognition of all wrongdoing. Hopefully have an offer of financial compensation for you, sir.
Yeah, that's fine, thanks.
Is that okay, Anthony?
Yeah, that's fine, thanks very much.
Perfect. So, Anthony, this is a money quick turnaround. Your medical records will take me 6 to 8 weeks, which is fine.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm not sure how long the information is going to come back from the Fall Cave local authority. It could take up to 10 months. So I just wanted to make sure you're aware of, do you have any questions for me, Anthony, on that?
No, that's fine. Thanks very much for phoning me.
That's no problem. Anthony, just before you go, I just have to go back one step with you. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I need to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you. And if you're happy for me to continue, then obviously, gladly I will. But I do need to run through it with you on this recorded call as well for our compliance team. So bear with me, if that's okay. To let you know, sir, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish it to, is to gathering your own evidence, creating and submitting your own case. But that is an option available to you. Option two, if you're right, Anthony, is there are other law firms in Scotland and England that will help you apply for the Scottish Redress but won't charge you any fees. The reason that they don't or won't charge fees is that they get paid, those law firms get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. Now, I can't really discuss what those law firms would do for you, Anthony, or more importantly, what they don't do. Well, if I can tell you, sir, that we as a law firm, we don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We've rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want to hand out, and we definitely don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either. What we do, Anthony, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, in which we win, you lose, we lose together. And so as a law firm, to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best possible chance of getting the most out of this process.
I'll shoot the tide, Anthony,
that's what I'm trying to say. Our fees are capped at 16% plus VAT. What that means is, no matter how much time, effort and work goes into your case, Anthony, you'll never pay us more than 16% plus VAT, which nets you out about 19.2%. On the flip side, the no fee side of the no win, no fee contract, because of your time and care, the effects it's had on you and throughout your adult life, we will never place you under any sort of financial pressure if we're unsuccessful with your case. So what that means is, if we don't get you compensation, you will not pay us any fees. And we won't come looking for them either. Our insurance company, our insurance policy will cover all our fees on them.
Is that okay, Anthony? Yeah, I understand that.
Do you understand those two options, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah, you continue on. Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Anthony, just for one last thing, you signed documentation with us on the 26th of March, but you also have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is, we won't start on your case until after the 14 days. If there's anything up to date from day 1 to day 14, you can rip up any agreements with us, change your mind, if you like, cooling off, and walk away and pursue this case however which way you want. Now, that cooling off period runs out on the 9th of April. If you're unaware of the cooling off period from the date you signed, I can restart that from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with our team, happy with us as a law firm, you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period, and we can get started on your case straight away, but that's entirely up to you.
Yeah, I'm happy we used to go ahead with the case.
You're happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Anthony, you have my number now. This is my direct line. My name's Michael. I'm going to be a case waiver from now until the end. I'll walk you through every step. If you need me for anything, just pick up the phone, give me a call from my colleagues, and say, put you through to my line. But if you need to have a chat or, an update about your case, just give me a call.
That's fine.
Thanks very much for the help. No problem. I'll write through in the next couple of weeks, Anthony, with my contact details and outline of our process. But if you need me in the meantime, just save my number and give me a call.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you very much for that one.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much, Happy. We'll be speaking to you.
You have a nice day. Right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye now. Thank you.
Bye.